We're going to head to Kent and be joined by Golden Flashes head coach, Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Morning, Ken. Doing well. Yourself?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. Congratulations on the impressive 26-3 victory over Akron on Saturday. And after that long drive back to your office, talk about the performance by your Golden Flashes.
It was a nice, quick ride. It was great to get the kids back into town with our wagon wheel and really pleased with the way that the kids performed and went about the week. Most importantly, we put a huge emphasis on it. And for those kids, particularly our seniors who had never won the wagon wheel, to go out and to play such a dominant ball game in all three phases, really started fast and really bought into the plan and the way that we went about things. You know, can't say enough about our red zone defense, kind of bending, not breaking in the red zone, only giving up one field goal, some big fourth down stops, generating turnovers, special teams coming up huge again. Again, I feel like I speak about it every single week, but spoiled with Matthew Trickett, Joey Palumbo, Derek Adams, and that skill group that we have there with our specialists. And then really pleased with the way the offense started and finished the game in the first half. Need to be a little bit more attentive to detail in the second half so that we can finish drives with touchdowns and not field goals. But at the end of the day, to get our rivalry trophy home and have that thing hung in our players' locker room means everything.
Get a reminder for our writers in the call. Please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Lewis and all of our coaches throughout today's call. With your Golden Flashes at 3-3 and with two wins already in conference play, just talk about how the momentum seems to be changing there for your program.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the kids have put in a tremendous effort since we got here, and we've asked them to do a lot of challenging things and really invest in themselves and the program and the team above anything else. And that work and that investment is really starting to pay off. You know, to be here at the halfway mark and to be sitting where we are, you know, is a testament to their hard work. And now we got to do a great job handling this success. You know, we got to make sure that we fight complacency from sitting in, because, you know, we're sitting in first place and we're, you know, have more wins than last year and all these things. And guys are walking around campus, and I know they're getting patted on their back, and rightfully so, but got to remain humble, got to remain hungry, and continue to push forward and continue to improve, because there's still lots and lots to improve upon.
Talk about the spark Will Matthews brought at the running game with his 125 yards rushing.
Yeah, I mean, one of those magical moments that comes up in rivalry games and that college football gives you, to where, you know, Will going into the week kind of had a limited role because he's coming off of an injury, but got clearance to play, and then just kind of the way the ball bounces and the way things happen, opportunity shows up for him. And because he's done things the right way since day one, you know, those golden standard qualities shine through with him, and he seizes that opportunity. He's trained for the moment, trained for the opportunity, does a fabulous job. O-line did a great job setting the tone up front. He did a great job finding the holes, ran behind his pads, ran powerful. Really, really pleased. And, you know, there's a really cool photo floating around of him, you know, with the wagon wheel over his head, which, again, I mean, couldn't be happier for him and for that senior crew.
Specifically the offense, and with Dustin Crum being able to come in and just, you know, again, the active streak of not throwing a pick and just being able to avoid the turnover plague and just provide that leadership on offense. Just talk about how he's really been able to come in and just settle your offense in, and you're seeing that success with point production.
Ken, you're not a real superstitious guy, huh? Just throw that stat out there. It's kind of like a, you know, pitcher with a no-hitter. You don't want to talk about it, but Crum's doing a great job. You know, we talk a lot about controlling the controllables, and that good teams, first and foremost, you know, they don't beat themselves. You know, so him valuing the football, making good decisions, really allowing our offense to operate at a pretty efficient manner, you know, is why he's in the position that he is. And he continues to get better and better week in and week out with his decision making. And the kids really have confidence in him. You know, he's really developing into a leader on the ball club. And, again, spoiled to have him.
You talked about learning to handle success. And obviously you've got, you know, as you turn the page and look forward to Saturday's contest with a road game at Ohio. Ohio has been the benchmark program in the MAC, candidly, for a while. Talk about what this type of game means for your program facing the Bobcats.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, couldn't agree more. I mean, the job that Coach Solich and his staff have done for the past 15 years at Ohio is remarkable. And you turn on the tape, and again, they are a physical discipline unit that plays the game the right way. And a lot of the things that we talk about wanting to build and become, you know, it looks like that when you watch the green and white Bobcats run around on tape. You know, they play together. They're very physical. Everyone, it seems, knows how to strike. They get in great striking positions, great knee bent positions, near foot, near hand, and play the game the right way. So it's a great opportunity. It's going to be a really strong test, as Coach Martin just alluded to. I mean, you don't walk in there and they just don't hand out victories, whether it's when they're at home or any time that you play Ohio. You know that you're going to be in for a four-quarter fight. So it times out well for us because our kids got to, you know, put the past behind them. And great, the wheel's in our locker room. But now it's time to refocus and relock in and get your minds right for a really strong test here in another East game.
For your Flashes to have success on Saturday, what do you need to accomplish?
I mean, first and foremost, you know, we got to contain their star quarterback, Nathan Rourke. I mean, he did it all last week with throwing touchdowns, rushing touchdowns. Heck, he even caught one. I mean, he's a true senior leader on that ball club and really makes them go. We got to limit their run game again because they want to displace you, create a new line of scrimmage, and be pretty balanced in their attack with the way they go about it. You know, and then with their defense, again, they're a very physical unit, and we're going to have to find a way to get creative and hopefully find a way to be able to run the ball again so that we can be balanced offensively, but they don't make that easy. And then in the back end, you know, defensively, they got some really good players with some really good length and some really good range. I mean, Javon Hagan has been the benchmark and the standard for safety in our league for the past few years and made a game-changing play, you know, last year with a pick that iced the game for them. And then on special teams, again, we got to do a great job being sound, being disciplined, because they got some playmakers and some guys who really embrace that phase of the game. And if we're not right in that phase of the game, they can really change it. So it's going to be a great challenge, and we need to rise to the occasion, and we need to have a great week of preparation so we can have a chance.
And a word for you from a special teams perspective, Matthew Trickett, 4 of 4 in field goals, and they're never easy, but you know, to consistently be hitting from high 30s to 40 yarders, just talk about his effectiveness as a sophomore.
Yeah, I mean, those are, for sure, those aren't chip shots now. I mean, and he does a great job. He's handling quite a load for us, as obviously kicking the field goals, but also kicking off duties, and does a great job. I mean, he's got the right mindset. I like to describe Matt as a football player who happens to kick. You know, he's a guy that you can talk to, a guy that you can coach. He's not one of these kids that you kind of got to watch what you say to him. I mean, he's a Northeast Ohio, St. Ignatius kid that you can be direct with. He responds to coaching, handles it the right way, and puts the ball through the pipes, which makes it, you know, a whole lot more comforting when he goes out there that, you know, more times than not, he's going to get you some points.
Well, Sean, congratulations on the victory. We'll let you get back to preparation for Ohio. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Great. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Sean. For Sean Lewis and his Kent State Golden Flashes coming off a 26-3 win at Akron in that contest, senior running back Will Matthews, 125 yards rushing and one touchdown, and defensive back Elvis Hines, 11 tackles and one sack in that victory at Akron. For Kent State, they will be at Ohio this coming Saturday, October 19th, that game at noon Eastern, and kickoff on CBS Sports Network.